You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker, Dr. Paul Esposito, and I thank you for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day today. I believe it's Monday when we're tuning in here today. We're going on in our study, The Doctrine of Revelation. We just wrapped up chapter one last week. Actually, these last 2 weeks, we've looked at the Lord's coming. He's coming with the clouds. And we looked at people's response to the Lord coming back. We looked at people were not full of joy, but people were full of remorse and anguish. And the people wailed, the Bible says in chapter 1, verse 7. They wailed at his return. Then last week, we looked at the Lord saying, I have the keys of hell or Hades. Now today, we're starting the first of the seven letters. The Lord's going to dictate a letter to the pastor of these seven churches. And that's where we're starting here today. We are at the loveless church at Ephesus, a church that, according to the Lord, left their first love. So that's where we're going to be Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. We'll be back at that great study toward the end of the week. What'll be the sign of your coming and the end of the world? For more info on this ministry, you can go to WGODradio.com. Facebook page, WGOD Radio. That'll give you some more info on who I am and some of these teachings. There's over 10 years worth of podcasts available for you to download at my website, WGODradio.com. Let's get into the Word here now on this Monday morning or afternoon, looking at the loveless church at Ephesus.
Moving on today in the book of Revelation, on to chapter 2. Now today we're starting the first of seven letters that the Lord Jesus will dictate to the Apostle John, who's been given instructions to write these down and take them to the angels or messengers of the seven churches, of whom I will attempt in a moment to prove to you that angel is the wrong interpretation of this word angelos in these seven letters. But first, this is extraordinary. Having the opportunity to actually hear from the Son of God concerning a church, to hear what they're doing right and to see what they're doing wrong. Let me ask a question. Have you ever looked over somebody else's shoulder and took a peek at the letter that they were reading? Like from the IRS? For me, I would always follow my boss around when we got one from the FCC. I was always, you know, looking over his shoulder because I wanted to read that letter. While we're at it, have you ever opened up a letter addressed to someone else and proceeded to read that letter? Right. Starting this morning and for the next 7 weeks, we're going to do exactly that. We're going to open up the mail addressed to the pastor of a particular church. This letter is postmarked from heaven. Well, I can picture that, you know? You know God's little return envelope? There's a return sticker up there. probably gets from the Good Samaritan, like we get. What does it say? It says God, and then it says, number one, God way, right? God is the way. Where does he live? He lives on God's way. Your new address from the mailman, when you get your stickers from the Good Samaritan's purse, yours will say Gold Street. I live on Gold Street. Where do you live? Gold Street too, I hope. This note from John MacArthur. Although these seven churches were actual historical churches in Asia Minor, they represent the types of churches that perennially exist throughout the church age. What Christ says to these churches is relevant in all times. You know, I hear that complaint all the time. Well, those letters were just meant for that particular church, and they don't apply to us. That's the Presbyterian viewpoint of it. Revelation was strictly for them who it was written to, and they got no meaning for us today because they're personal letters. Oh, yeah? How about Paul's letter to the Corinthians or Romans or Ephesians? You get my point? All the New Testament were letters written to somebody else. The entire New Testament is letters written to somebody else. But when Paul says to someone else, this is the will of God, you abstain from sexual immorality, you've got something to glean and take home with you. When Paul writes to someone else and says to them, the wages of sin is death, you've got for yourself an eternal truth taken from somebody else's letter for you to encourage you and help you live right. When Paul tells the Romans they're more than conquerors through Christ, even though that was written for someone else, you can take that home with you. You've received something from somebody else's letters, right? When Paul tells another group that the devil himself transforms himself into an angel of light, and if ministers do the same thing, you've received something from somebody else's letter. Revelation is no different than that. The entire New Testament is someone else's letters. This is no different. So that's hogwash to say we can't read these seven letters and say that was for them and not for us, because the whole Bible was letters written to someone else. But the truths are eternal. The truths are eternal. Now, let's pick it up here at chapter 2, verse 1. The heading in my New King James is The Loveless Church. Now, to the angel of the church in Ephesus, write, these things says he that holds the seven stars in his right hand, who walks in the midst of the seven golden lampstands. All right, now starting with the seven churches, he's going to include one of the attributes about himself as he addresses each church. Here it's, thus says the one that holds the seven stars in his right hand. Now let's go back to chapter 1 for a minute and see what that means, because he tells us what it means. Matter of fact, you only have to go back one verse. One verse. Verse 20 of chapter 1. The mystery of the seven stars that you saw on my right hand, and the seven golden lampstands, colon, meaning here comes his list. The seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven lampstands which you saw are the seven churches. All right, now let's stop here for a minute. Let me give you my opinion and what I think after 20 years of study in this book and knowing and speaking the original language. Here it goes. Angel does not mean angel in these seven instances. To the angel of the church in Ephesus. And here in chapter 1, the seven stars are the angels of the seven churches. The Greek word here for angels is the word angelos. Anyone know what that word means? She said it. Messenger. Angelos means messenger. An angelos is a messenger, one who was sent in order to announce something or to teach. My lexicon goes on. The angels of the seven churches are probably the bishops or the pastors of those churches, the delegates or messengers of the churches of God. Everyone with me? Why would Jesus write a letter to seven angels and have a man deliver it? He wouldn't do that. He doesn't need you to deliver a message to an angel. Remember, an angel is a supernatural being whose interaction with us was to deliver a message, such as, I bring you good tidings of great joy. That'll be to all people, right? Luke. Wasn't that Luke? It was the angel announcing the birth of Christ. Good message. That's the word euangelos. EU means good. Angelos is message. That's where the word gospel comes from. Or an evangelist. Euangelos. A good message. The word where we get angel is message. Message. Messenger. So let's read this again. To the messenger of the church at Ephesus write. Or one more. To the pastor at the church at Ephesus write. All right? He's talking to the pastor, the head of the church. If indeed this is correct, what does that reveal about Jesus' involvement with his churches? Well, that he holds the pastors in his hand, right? And he walks among the churches, right? The seven lampstands. Which is why when we only had six in this building, I asked someone to pick up another one. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. There's seven lampstands in this church. There was six, and I said, no way. Why? Because if you don't do what he says he's going to take yours away. And I was not going to pastor a church with six lampstands. When there's six lampstands, I leave. And if there's six lampstands, by golly, it's my fault. It's my fault. He holds the pastors in his hand. He walks among the churches. Now, in verse 2, as is customary, the Lord's going to start with an attaboy. That is something that they're doing right. I know your works, your labor, your patience, hupomone. I know that you cannot bear those that are evil. All right, now reading somebody else's mail shocks us. Not bearing with those that are evil, that's not what we were taught. But this attitude, you know, I'm not going to put up with evil any longer, is an attitude the Lord Jesus commends. He's glad they're not going to put up with evil anymore. Why can't we be as vigilant as they?
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.